Welcome to our first lesson. This is not day one, but this is a day of readiness. Our mantra for today is, I am ready to accept my inherent nature of health, prosperity, and love. In this recording, I want to go over a contemplative process with you. Very briefly to begin, I want you to understand that there's a difference between mindfulness, meditation, and a full contemplative process. Mindfulness is a way to observe and become more aware in the world around you. Mindfulness and meditation are not the same. So again, mindfulness is simply about awareness and observation. Meditation is a full change process or transformation process. In meditation, the goal is to begin regulating emotional reactivity so that we become more compassionate and more responsive. In other words, instead of reacting after something happens, we are more settled, focused, and calm so that we can see things coming and act proactively. And if we are surprised by something, instead of reacting out of emotionality, we can respond out of understanding. We can respond with something that has to do with our wisdom, something that's actually going to make a beneficial and positive change moving forward. So again, mindfulness is observation and awareness. Meditation is a process of observation. So mindfulness is the first step of meditation. Meditation is mindfulness or observation, moving into reflection, and then shifting into integration. So it's a full change cycle. Observe, reflect, apply or integrate. What changes this process into a biocognitive contemplative process is adding one more phase at the end of the change cycle. So in traditional meditation, you have a pointed meditative practice where you're just focusing on one single thing. The other meditative process, again, is more about change, application, and growth. So transitioning from more of a common meditative practice into a biocognitive contemplative practice, we go from observation, aka mindfulness, into reflection, into application, and then finally into what we call the theater of change or embodiment. So the first few phases are about observing the body, observing the mind, reflecting, having some kind of cognitive and emotional response and understanding of what's going on. Contemplation or application is about what's the significance of this? What do I do with it next? And then the final phase of embodiment or the theater of change is about rewriting the script, flipping the narrative, making the change process real by going into the body, disembodying whatever trauma, whatever blocks are still being held on to keep you from the new change that you really want to make, letting that go and then bringing in or backfilling with honor, loyalty, and commitment. So biocognitive contemplative practices take us a step further and with much deeper neuroscience and neuropsychology, it allows us to look at the way culture impacts our mind and body in a different way. So with this, I would love for you to move into the readiness assessment and just keep this in mind. We're going to be doing mindfulness during the next 30 days. We're going to be doing some meditation during the next 30 days. We'll get into biocognition, and we'll also be doing some mindful movement, as well as moving meditations and biocognitive movement. So we've got a lot of different layers, and the beauty of this is that we get to have a hybrid model. We get to take the best of all these different practices and bring it together so that you can make the biggest impact possible moving forward as you lead a life of greatness, and as you lead and do service that has meaning. Thank you again, and welcome to Mental Maintenance.